Hello, it's Tuesday, June 6th, and you're listening to Wing Radio. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing Radio, which can be found at www.wingtv.net. It's a beautiful Tuesday morning in Happy Valley, Pennsylvania. And I'll tell you, Lisa, this Jeff Rentz situation keeps getting odder and odder every day. Yesterday, we received a letter from Patsy Smullen's lawyer. And what we're going to do today is show you how desperate and the lengths to which Jeff Rentz and his lawyer are going now to discredit not only us, but to move attention away from himself and his dishonesty in this whole situation. So why don't you set it up and let everybody know what happened?
Well, I wrote an article called Jeff Rentz, A Reinvention of What. Victor wrote an article also called Mr. Insider. Mm-hmm. And we were basically showing the inconsistencies in Jeff Rentz's bio information on himself and some claims on his website. None of this stuff really checks out. And I talked to Patsy Smullen, who is his former employee at KOBI-TV in Medford, Oregon, and she made two statements regarding his honesty and his compulsive lying during her experience as his employer at KOBI-TV mm-hmm. 22 years ago.
So really what we wanted to do when we began this investigation was just to see if the claims that Jeff Rentz made check out, if everything adds up. And he's made some pretty remarkable claims that he's been in the mainstream media for 12 different years, that he's done 5,000 different broadcasts and on and on. And so when we began, we wanted to say, well, does it all add up? Is this guy for real? Is he telling everybody the truth about his past experience? And the thing that most piqued our curiosity was that it seems like the entire internet is scrubbed of any information relating to Jeff Rentz. So that's where Lisa took it.
And we did begin this by asking Jeff Rentz directly, mm-hmm. and he refused to respond to these inconsistencies and explain these things. So we started looking into it deeper and found a lot of things don't jive.
Yeah. I mean, what we said was, Jeff, just please provide us a resume so that we can verify all of this information. I don't think, considering how important the alternative media is and how much trust people put in certain figures, that's not asking a whole lot that if he's making these very extraordinary claims to be able to back them up.
And just so everybody knows, anybody can do what I did. Mm-hmm. Anybody can check the things that I checked and the sources that I checked. Everything I found out, with the exception of what Patsy Smullen had to say and the Talkers Magazine claim, I found on the internet.
Yeah, and it's remarkable to us that nobody yet has went to these lengths that we've went to check out these people. It's basically what almost everybody in this Patriot movement is doing, is saying that if anybody makes a claim, we'll just accept it at face value. Well, we don't accept at face value what the government says, what the mainstream media says, what corporate America says, what the advertisers say. So why should we accept at face value what someone like Jeff Rentz says? So anyway.
Well, especially when he's making a lot of false claims, not only about himself, but about us as well. Accusing us of being COINTELPRO yeah. or government assets publicly on his website, and making some pretty nasty ad hominem attacks against us. So, and of course, engaging in censorship.
Yeah, so we're going to get to all that later. But anyway, we got a letter.
Well, let's go back a second. Within 24 hours of the publication of my article on the internet, Jeff Rentz had contacted an attorney, a Eugene V. Anderson, also in Oregon.
Yeah, Medford, Oregon. And what he did, I guess, was first call via telephone Patsy Smullen, correct?
The lawyer did, right.
Yeah, the lawyer did. And then she subsequently called Lisa, was very upset, right, from the tone of her voice?
Right, and I wrote an article about that. You can see on the Wing TV website called A War of Nerves, where I relate the entire conversation. It was a very brief conversation. Mm-hmm. She was very frazzled and agitated and wanted me to remove the two sentences that the statements she made regarding his honesty and compulsive lying, wouldn't say why, and then apologized and said she couldn't say any more and she shouldn't have called. And She was very upset.
Didn't she say something about she's just trying to help you
out? She was just trying to help me, and I should be very careful.
Yeah.
But she wouldn't elaborate or tell me what she was talking about. She was trying to warn me.
Yeah. Well, we found out yesterday, and in this letter, now, if you go to the Wing TV homepage, you'll see an article called Jeff Rentz Retains Lawyer, Uses Coercion and Intimidation. And you'll see a copy of the two-page letter that was sent by Eugene V. Anderson, this is Jeff Rentz's attorney, to Patsy Smullen. And what they're basically saying is that if you want to avoid a potential defamation lawsuit, we want you to write the following thing. And
he wants her to sign a pre-scripted statement that he wrote, Rentz's attorney, Anderson, wrote a pre-scripted statement which they want Patsy Smullen to sign as if she wrote it.
Right.
And so therefore, and this statement, which we've put on the web, tells Patsy Smullen, or it's a reversal and a retraction of her previous statements she made in to me that I used in my article, and also has her making additional statements which are false.
Right, right.
So he's asking her to lie.
Yeah, so he wants her, basically what they did is Jeff Rentz's lawyer made a script, and he's using coercion and intimidation to make Patty Smullen retract her earlier statement and write or sign this prefabricated, pre-scripted statement. So here's what
What this is doing is he's trying to get her to make herself into a liar.
Yeah.
You know, for telling the truth about someone who is one.
Yeah, and to put it into perspective, imagine if you're sitting at home and you get in some kind of altercation with a person, and this person's lawyer sends you a letter and says, I want you to say the following things and then sign it. I'm going to put our words into your mouth, and then you sign the statement as if you're actually the one that said this. This is the lengths that they're going to try to intimidate this woman to retract her earlier statements.
Right. And even though a lot of conspiracy people think that the government listing you as a site of misinformation, I would think that Rentz's attorney would notice that the U.S. State Department has listed Rentz as a major source of misinformation, a purveyor of misinformation on their website. And that's, to him, would be a credible source.
Yeah, to a court of law.
So
right.
What's he going after Patsy Smullen for?
Yeah. So here is what Eugene V. Anderson, Jeff Rentz's lawyer, wrote in the letter to Patsy Smullen that they want her to say, or they want her to sign. This is on the Wing TV homepage lead article.
Now, these are the lies they want Patsy Smullen to tell.
And this is verbatim.
You had virtually no day-to-day contact with Mr. Rentz during his tenure at KOBI-TV, where he worked under the then-news director, Alan Goldberg, as an anchor-slash-director from May 1983 to June 1984. While at KOBI, Mr. Rentz worked extremely hard, producing, writing, and anchoring both the 6 to 7 and the 11 p.m. newscasts, Monday through Friday. Let's stop right there for a second. Even if he did anchor 6 to 7 and 11 p.m. newscast for 11 months, which was the length of his employment, he would not have created over 5,000 newscasts to his credit in an 11-month period of time.
Right. So
doing
So what we would like to know, really, we even figured it out. I was talking to a radio show host yesterday, and for Jeff Rentz to get 5,000 broadcasts while he was in the mainstream media,
over
5,000. That would mean he'd have to do one broadcast every single day, 7 days a week, including holidays, Saturdays and Sundays, for between 13 and 14 years, every single day without interruption. That's a hell of a lot.
And
of newscasts.
As I pointed out in my article, the reinvention of what, Patsy Smullen said he absolutely did not do that many broadcasts there.
And she also said, didn't she, that she didn't know of anywhere else that he worked.
Either before or after his employment at KLBI-TV.
Yeah.
So let's continue with Mr. Anderson's scripted statement for Ms. Smullen. He says, he wants her to say this. Mr. Rentz was a superb anchor slash producer, and he earned KOBI an Arbitron rating for his newscasts of a 53-point share, which is unprecedented in our station's history. I categorically deny the quotations attributed to me in the WingTV.net article titled Jeff Rentz, A Reinvention of What? by Lisa Giuliani. I deny stating that Jeff Rentz is a compulsive liar. I deny stating that Jeff Rentz is not known for his honesty. I deeply regret the totally untrue statements attributed to me in the WingTV.net article, and I hereby issue a heartfelt, formal, and public apology to Mr. Rentz. I personally have a great deal of professional respect for Jeff Rentz.
Now, how's that for putting words in somebody's mouth?
Those are suggestions.
Yeah. Now, here we have to stop and say, what if this letter would have appeared on Jeff Rentz's website today, okay? And it would have been signed by Patsy Smullen, owner of KOBI-TV in Oregon. Everybody would have said, well, there you go. Wing TV was lying about this. They made the whole thing up because Patsy Smullen retracted the entire statement. She never said any of these things. Jeff Rentz is spectacular, the best employee ever, the best ratings they ever had. If we wouldn't have obtained this letter and came out with it first, what would everybody have thought? That, oh my God, Wing TV blew it. But see, here's the way these rats work behind the scenes. They were going to coerce Patsy Smullen into signing this statement under the threat of a defamation lawsuit. Then Jeff Rentz would publish it on his website and say, there you go, proved them wrong. But we beat them to the gun and proved that this is the way these people operate. And this is as slimy as anything I've seen in the alternative media.
And I can only speculate as to whatever was said to Patsy Smullen on the phone by Rentz's attorney, because attorneys tend to get nastier in telephone calls than they do in the letters that they write. And I seriously doubt Mr. Anderson wanted us to get a copy of this letter.
Oh, absolutely not.
You know, and if she does end up signing it, you know, I can't imagine how she would feel, since she made the honesty and lying an issue in the statements she made to me. I didn't ask her if he was a liar, and I didn't ask her about his honesty. I asked her what she remembered from her experience as being Jeff Rentz's employer 22 years ago, if there was anything that stood out in her memory. And the first thing she said was that he wasn't known for his honesty, and the second thing she said when asked to elaborate on that comment was that he was a compulsive liar. I never asked her about that. She volunteered that information.
Right. And if everybody would have read this statement, this pre-scripted statement on Rentz's article, or on his website, one thing you have to remember now is Patsy Smullen didn't write a single word of that.
No.
Jeff Rentz's lawyer did. And what this is, it's basically a bait and switch, a very transparent attempt at a bait and switch, because the whole thing is a script, and this is so underhanded, like I said, so slimy, that it's unbelievable that Jeff Rentz would go to these lengths. And to show...
Unbelievable to whom?
Well, I guess to some of his groupies out there that still can't believe the lengths that they'll go. But to show how scared he is by this information, and remember, we mentioned yesterday that Wing TV got last month 1.4 million hits, so a lot of people are getting this information now. So,
Patsy Smullen, all I want to say to you is this. I think you're a very nice lady. I think that you're probably a very professional and competent person with integrity, and you spoke honestly, you spoke spontaneously, and you spoke from the heart, and this is what you remembered, and I urge you to take this guy to task.
Exactly.
And not cow down and go back on and reverse yourself and tell a lot of lies now just to avoid this lawsuit. You can take this guy. You can prove him to be the liar that the U.S. State Department pretty much says he is. He's a major purveyor of misinformation.
And anyone that looks at his website can tell that with all the Bigfoot and the ghosts and the shadow.
Remember,
people. And
the government doesn't honor people in the conspiracy circles. The ones that are telling the truth, they stay away from.
Right.
They ignore. They don't honor them and put a link to them on their website. They only glorify the people that are in on the cover-up, that are distracting and diverting and basically working against the side of truth.
Yeah, so here's what we speculate happened, is that after Lisa's article came out, Jeff Rentz, of course, read it immediately and sprung into action. Got a lawyer. Now, I don't know if he went out and retained this lawyer without knowing him or if he, you know, had kept him his services on before. Regardless, they called Patsy Smullen and tried to intimidate her. Obviously, from the phone call that she made to Lisa, it seems like they did intimidate her. They rattled her.
Initially.
Initially. So they thought, well, we're going to go now and put the knife in, and we're going to send her this letter real quickly, this pre-scripted letter, and have her sign it while she's still rattled, while she's still frightened of the potential defamation lawsuit. Then it would go right back to Jeff Rentz. He'd post it on his website, but... Luckily, I'm sure Patsy Smullen contacted her lawyer, and he said, wait a second, let's put the brakes on here and slow down for a second.
Yeah, so now we've got a compulsive liar trying to get an honest person to lie.
To lie. Right. And what we have to do is look at the bigger picture in all this. As we and many others have pointed out, Jeff Rentz's radio show is carried by GCN. We also have other individuals on that network that have been exposed to the gills.
Right.
And I remember, this is something that Lisa mentioned a little bit earlier. I don't know if it was early this year or late last year, but Jeff Rentz, who never does interviews, actually appeared on Alex Jones' show one day. And what they did is they tag-teamed us by saying that Wing TV was COINTELPRO, government agents, government ops, blah, blah, blah.
But they now have to do this in a format where we can't respond to them directly because they're too chicken, they're too cowardly to talk directly to us in a public forum. We would be very into a debate, a public debate, and we take them both on and we challenge them on the lies they tell people because they have yet to substantiate any of this stuff they say about us.
Yeah, anytime, anywhere.
Regarding being government assets.
So, who's been proven now, again, to be the liar? Jeff Rentz.
Right.
Who's been proven to be the censor? Jeff Rentz. Who's been proven to put tons and tons of disinfo and faulty information on his website, like Bigfoot and all that? Jeff Rentz. Yet Jeff Rentz comes out and calls us the ops?
Right.
It's obvious right now who is the one that's working on the dark side, and who's teaming up with him time after time after time to be his right-hand man and his hatchet man, Mr. Alex Jones. When we put out the article where 17 different people in the alternative media spoke out against Jeff Rentz and Alex Jones censoring articles, deliberately, blatantly censoring articles, who did Jeff Rentz go to get to stick up for him? Alex Jones. Now we have Jeff Rentz retaining a lawyer and trying to strong-arm Patsy Smullen into making false statements via a pre-scripted statement that his lawyer wrote.
And we're not making this stuff up. Go to the Wing website and look at the letter from the attorney to Smullen. We scanned it and we put it right on the internet for the world to see.
Yeah, so it's all right there. None of this is made up. And you have to start asking yourself, how long are people in this quote-unquote truth movement going to put up with these shysters? These people that are so scummy and so slimy. Daryl Bradford Smith, who worked at GCN, came out with a series of articles. We spoke with Daryl Bradford Smith. We wrote a series of articles about what's going on at GCN. Between the two of us, plus Eric Huffschmidt and a few others, John Kaminsky wrote an article about Jeff Rentz. How much more evidence does it take until people are going to not only denounce these people, but speak up in a very vocal way and say, we're not putting up with this anymore?
This reminds me of how the politicians are compromised by people behind the scenes. You know, into lying and doing things that are illegal or just totally wrong, unethical. And this is just a mirror image of those kind of tactics. It's disgusting. It's pond scum, oozy, slimy.
Yeah. And what we have here is Jeff Rentz busted. He's busted. When we caught him censoring articles, busted. That one time when somebody sent an article into his site but didn't put Lisa's name on it, put their own name on it, Jeff Rentz immediately put the article up. Then when a whole bunch of people contacted Rentz and said, wait a second, this is Lisa Giuliani's article, but you have the wrong name on it.
Well, and I contacted him. I said, if you're going to run my articles, I'd appreciate it if you'd put my name to them.
Yeah.
So his response to that was to remove the article altogether because he'd rather remove an article written by me than add my name to it as the attribution. So, you know, all I can say is, Jeff, get off of Patsy Smullen's back. She's not the one you're angry with, and she's not the one who can alter my article.
Right.
I wrote the article, and if you have a problem with any of it, then you contact me directly like a man instead of a coward and pick on somebody who just told the truth.
Yeah.
And she expressed her personal opinion, a recollection from 22 years ago in a very limited sense, and I didn't press her for specifics on your compulsive lying or on specific instances of your dishonesty. So if you have a problem, you contact me because Patsy Smullen can't alter my article. Only I can do that, and I have absolutely no intention, zero intention, of removing anything, not one word, not one comma, nothing from my article because I stand behind it 100%. It's totally true.
And we can guarantee that not one word. We don't care if Jeff Rentz goes out and gets O.J. Simpson's dream team. And six them on our heels because there's not going to be a word changed in any of our articles. And secondly, I'm glad Lisa touched upon that because yesterday this article appeared in hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of different forums. It's all over the internet. It's in many, many foreign countries. People are reading this and they're making...
It's on Pravda.
Yeah, it even made it to Pravda. There's a lot of different people that have opened their eyes up. So what we're going to do, because we know a lot of people are listening to this show today and have read the article, we're going to publicly extend our hand to Jeff Rentz and say we're open for a debate with you, either on your radio show or on our radio show.
And remember, Jeff, if we get drawn into some sort of defamation litigation, we also get the right of discovery.
Uh-huh.
And that means you're going to come under our X-ray with subpoena power.
Right.
And I don't know that you want to do that.
Plus, another thing we were talking about is if Jeff Rentz does sue Patsy Smullen and it goes to court, he's going to actually have to appear in the courtroom. And then we're going to put the word out to all our people in the Northwest, in Northern California, Oregon, Washington, to appear in court that day.
To load your cameras with film.
And take a lot of pictures so we can finally post a real picture of Jeff Rentz and not this cartoon picture. And when I was talking to this radio show host yesterday, he asked me, he says, what's with this picture of Rentz with the wig and the disguise and the phony glasses and this cartoon picture? And I says, I don't know. I says, I don't know what's with it. I says, we don't have any problem whatsoever. If you go to the Wing TV homepage, there's quite a number of pictures of Lisa and myself. Neither one of us wearing disguises. I mean, that's our faces.
What a tangled web we weave,
yeah.
Huh?
So it seems like Jeff Rentz has dug a hole now. And we were talking last night. We said, when that lawyer sent that letter, this pre-scripted statement to Patsy Smullen, I wonder what happened when Jeff Rentz saw this article with their own words now coming back to bite him in the ass.
Because let's mention, too, that we did send Jeff Rentz a copy of this article that has the scanned letter in it.
We sent him every
article. Two copies to him yesterday.
Yeah, one from me. Every letter, every expose that we write, every one of them.
I can't imagine they would want us to have a copy of this. I just can't imagine why they would want that.
Yeah, and we really want everyone to read not only our article, but the statement itself from Rentz's lawyer. And
hey, if anybody has a picture of Rentz's lawyer, I couldn't find one on the internet. I don't even think he has a website.
Yeah.
If he's so small and hokey that he can't even have a website and there's no photo of him on the internet, I don't know how good of a lawyer he is. But if anybody has a photo of this guy, Anderson, send it to us.
I would say that what we should do is contact the law school, and if we explain this case to them, they would go the next day into their classrooms and say, this is no-no for legal 101, what not to do.
There's a lawyer right in the scholars web forum. So we should maybe, R.K. Moore, we should ask him.
But, I mean, any lawyer would say, this is what you don't do. if you're a lawyer. This is like the biggest...
What an embarrassment.
I mean, what a faux pas.
You're
going
to twist somebody's arm up behind their back and act like a schoolyard bully.
Yeah.
And threaten to beat them up if they don't give you their money.
At least do it in a way where you don't get busted doing it.
The world can't see you doing it.
Yeah. I mean, like, I would like one person out there listening to this show or reading the article to contact us and somehow justify to us or to anybody how Jeff Rentz is now a credible source of any type of information.
Rather than just explain the inconsistencies in his bio information and the claims on his website, he runs and grabs this hokey lawyer who now decides to bully this nice lady, Patsy Smullen. I mean, it's so ridiculous. Jeff, just answer the inconsistencies. Yeah. Explain.
What's he so afraid of? And why?
He's afraid of his lies.
Why does he hide? I mean, there's so many of these people. And I mentioned on our Sunday show at the end of it that we got a letter from Vinny Sammartino. And I want to read this verbatim. Because it really...
Vinny Sammartino's a 9/11 researcher.
Really has a lot of bearing. He said, this was dated Friday, June the 2nd. He says, why are so many people in the so-called alternative media afraid of an open debate on any subject? Talk about chicken shits. Why is Wing TV the only avenue where such a thing can happen? I just don't get it. No subjects should be taboo. That's why we don't listen to the controlled media. We, the free thinkers on the net, crave disagreement. We don't conform. We debate. We decide. Nobody tells us what to think. Not Jones, not Rentz, not Wing TV. Nobody. By Vinny Sammartino. What a beautiful way of saying this. That how many of these people are hiding in the shadows? Mike Rupert, Alex Jones, Jeff Rentz. We're coming out here with valid information and saying we want to put this on the table and debate it, yet they all run and hide behind their microphones or their little websites.
Speaking of Alex Jones, we got that email yesterday.
We're going to touch upon the Chicago Fake Fest today, but since we're running long, we're going to devote the entire show to this tomorrow. And there's a lot of people that are saying, oh my God, this whole thing's going to blow wide open now. Well, why don't you go back to second grade naivete, because guess what, folks? It's not going to blow wide open, and we're going to explain the whole thing tomorrow, why this Chicago Fake Fest was nothing more than 911truth.org, who's on the same team as the New York Times, working in unison together to pull the wool over your eyes again. Now everyone's saying, no! This can't be the truth. Wing TV can't be telling the truth about that. Well, we've told the truth about Jeff Rentz now. He's busted.
Yep.
100%. We've told the truth about Mike Rupert. Busted. We've told the truth about Daniel Hopsicker. Busted. Daniel Hopsicker, who still thinks the Arabs did it.
Now he probably went from crunching ice cubes to crunching light bulbs.
Yeah. Alex Jones, and on and on and on and on. How long is it going to take until people finally say, guess what? Wing TV's right. They're exposing. And you remember what you said last night, Lisa, about this whole alternative media? It's just bottom feeders, scumbags, people that are out for your money. These aren't credible people, by and large.
Snake oil salesmen.
Snake oil salesmen.
Scam artists.
And what they're doing is using the same exact techniques and tactics that the alternative, or that the mainstream media and the government use on you. They just kind of veil it a little bit differently to corral you into a different pen. They get the naive people, the useful idiots.
The disaffected.
And the paid shills to come out here and make it seem as if, oh boy, we're going to blow this whole damn thing wide open and the government's going to come toppling down.
Well,
guess what? It's not going to happen, folks, because they're pulling a big ruse on you and the whole thing's a scam job, just like Jeff Rentz has been pulling on you for 10 or 12 years now.
And just like our friend Barry in Australia said, publishes a magazine called TWOT, T-W-O-T. He said that if Patsy Smullen, when and if she does sign this, if she does, you'll all know why.
Yeah, you'll all know why, and all you have to do is read the letter from Jeff Rentz's lawyer. This guy, he couldn't have even passed the bar, could he? I mean, he had to have flunked out.
Talk about a low-level thug.
I mean, I haven't taken one law course in my life, and even I know this isn't the way you handle a case. I mean, it just blew up in their face almost immediately.
Yeah, the reason Jeff Rentz doesn't want to become embroiled in a defamation lawsuit is because of discovery.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't want things coming to light that would absolutely come to light.
Yeah, and once him or anybody else gets Wing TV on their ass, guess what? We don't go away.
And you know what? All they had to do was do the right thing.
Do
the
right
thing.
Yeah.
And be honest.
And they never did. And, you know, one of the biggest things, and I think we mentioned this last week on Wing TV, they said to tell who the shill sites are, don't look at who they link to. Look at who they don't link to.
Well, and I said it all along. The posers tend to steer very clear of us. And even now, when he is speaking out through his mouthpiece lawyer, he doesn't come at us, the people he's really pissed
yeah.
off at. He goes at Patsy Smullen, who's an innocent person
yeah.
who just is guilty of giving him a job 22
yeah.
years ago.
Yeah. I mean, how cowardly that, Jeff, if you're going to... Do you remember Ric Flair? He was a professional wrestler. And he always said, he was the champion, one of the best there was. And he always said, to be the man, you got to beat the man. Well, Jeff, don't go around to Patsy Smullen. Here we are. WingTV.net. WingTV.net. You know how to, our email address is on there. Our phone number's on there. You know how to find us. So if you want to keep hiding, that's your prerogative. But everybody... Any alternative media now sees the way you operate, and they're seeing the way you're hiding behind your little disguise and your little microphone.
And once again, I'd like to say I commend Patsy Smullen for standing up and being honest and telling the truth, and I really hope you don't sign this pre-scripted statement of lies.
I mean, if she does now, it's already too late anyways, because everybody knows why she would have signed it. And finally, thank you to everybody. Everybody listening to the show, reading these articles, who's making comments, posting this article around, and is opening your eyes and saying, you know what, we're not putting up with this BS, bogus, alternative media, shyster crap anymore. We want the truth. If we want lies and these kind of games, we'll go back to watching CNN and Fox and ABC. If we want truth, we want real truth tellers. And Jeff Rentz is not a truth teller.
Well, actually, he's just not known for his honesty.
Right. We'll be back tomorrow on Wing TV. We're going to talk about the Chicago Fake Fest, and we're going to open up a few more eyes
yeah.
about what's really going on there. So until then, do keep your eyes open. We'll be back tomorrow.
See you then, everyone.